6, open to the public. Comments regarding item number 10, consent agenda items? See, now we're going to move to item number 10, consent agenda. For efficiency, items have been consolidated to consent agenda to be voted on together. Materials of these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately?
Are there more copies of the agenda? There are no more copies left.
Teresa's making copies.
Hard to know whether you have a question about the agenda because there's no more agendas.
There were 25 copies.
I don't know. Why would you suggest you put them online?
Just shout out your comments at any time.
Do I have a motion on consent agenda?
Motion.
Have a second?
Second.
So you can take a vote.
Councilman Buller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilwoman McCollum?
Yeah.
Councilman Shaw?
Yeah.
Council President Armitage?
Yes. Item passes. Item number 7, proclamation, American Pharmacist Month.
Thank you, Council President. It gives me an honor and a pleasure to read a proclamation here, and we're going to give it out to, we have some representatives from the Rutgers University Pharmacy School here for the proclamation. Whereas the pharmacy exists as one of the oldest healthcare professions centered around proper medication use and patient care as its primary pillars, whereas today this is over 12,000 licensed pharmacists in the state of New Jersey providing services to assure the safe use of all medication, whereas more than 1,200 pharmacy students have taken the initiative and the lead to for many patient care advancements and for redefining opioid education and providing disaster relief to our nation's families. And whereas the use of medications, a cost-effective alternative to a more expensive medical procedure, is becoming a major force in moderating overall health care costs. And whereas it is vital for patients to have a thorough understanding of their medications, other alternatives that may work for them, as well as how to properly and safely use for the prescription medication. Whereas it's important that all users of prescriptions and non-prescription medications or their caregivers be knowledgeable about and share responsibility of their own drug therapy. And whereas pharmacists are also equipped for an ability to assist other healthcare professionals in ensuring proper medication use and accessibility due to diversity of knowledge and practice in which they are exposed. And whereas the American Pharmacists Association and the New Jersey Pharmacists Association, Rutgers University chapter, have declared October as American Pharmacist Month. Now, therefore, Brian Waller, the mayor of Piscataway Township, and the Township Council do by here October as American Pharmacist Month. I encourage all residents to acknowledge the valuable service of pharmacists to provide safe, affordable, and beneficial pharmaceutical care service for.
If I can have our council, Chanel McCollum, come up.
Since she's our resident pharmacist on the town council.
I'm honored.
You come on up.
And
you're the
Head back to the side main library.
Thanks, Ken.
Oh, is that
they made
Item number eight, ordinance on a second reading supplementing chapter 10, health regulations, 10.12, open burning fireworks. The open public resolution. Sue, please read the ordinance.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Supplementing Chapter 10, Health Regulations of the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, was introduced on the 24th day of September 2019 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 30th day of September 2019. Now therefore be resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on October 15, 2019, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with the notice of the date of passenger approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 19-25.
Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Sorry. This is open to the public. Any comments? I see none. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
I have a second.
Second.
Mrs. Sears, please take a roll.
Councilman Buller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Kahn?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilwoman McCollum?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Aaron?
Yes. Item passes. Item number nine, ordinance on a second reading, amended chapter 31, section 1.5, insurance required. This is also open to the public resolution.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 31, Section 1.5, Insurance Required, was introduced on the 24th day of September 2019 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 30th day of September 2019. Now therefore be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on October 15, 2019, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published, together with the notice of the date of passenger approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be signed number 19-26.
This is open to the public. Any comments? A motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Mrs. Sears, would you please take a roll?
Councilman Buller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Kahn?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilwoman McCollum?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Aaron?
Yes. Item passes. Item number 11, we have a discussion, best practices checklist.
Council President, I'll refer to this, Mr. Lacey.
So we've been working on our annual best practices checklist, which this year got even longer than it was last year. Although this year there were a lot of questions that did not pertain to Piscataway. And we answered everything as best as we can, and we're in very good shape. We're I believe we've got 43 or 44 yes answers, which is enough to allow us to continue with full state aid.
And I think what Mr. Dacey was saying is some of these questions were not applicable to Piscataway. For instance, it had to do with if you have parking meters in your town, have you transitioned out from coin to digital?
And a lot of questions are apparently the local office for state aid is asking would we be interested in learning more about this topic or this topic. So of course we said yes, because if anything the state can give us the help, we'll be certainly willing to listen to it.
Any other discussion? Item number 12, announcements and comments from officials. Jim?
None at this time, thank you.
None at this time, thank you.
No, thank you.
Thanks.
No, thank you.
No comments, thank you.
I have a comment. Item number 13, open to the public. Please state your name, your address, and your phone number. I know you have 3 minutes in which to speak.
Stacey Berger, 233 Ellis Parkway, 732-406-7604.
Good evening.
The best practices checklist goes to the local office, the Office of Government, Local Government Services, or what office is that?
Yeah, we submit it to Local Government Services.
Right. Do any of the questions pertain to advisory commissions or meetings of the subcommittees of the council?
No.
Okay. Because I keep getting asked by people if the bike committee is going to meet, and that was one committee that I had asked about the last time I was here and was told that they meet as needed, and then we would get in touch with them, and I didn't hear from anybody, and so I'm wondering if there can be a meeting.
Probably not. There's no issues right now.
Well, there are people in the community who would like to raise those issues about whether we have appropriate bike safety.
Council President, if I...
Can I just finish, Ms. Gimmick?
No, you can't.
Okay, this is my 3 minutes. You don't have to answer.
Mrs. Berger, I'm going to give
you
the answer.
It's not Mrs. Anything. I have my constituents asking me when they can have a meeting of the bike...
First of all, you don't have constituents.
I do. People vote for...
You're not a local elected government official.
I have people I represent in our neighborhood, and we've had a couple of meetings.
Excuse me, you're not an elected official in this state.
I'm not asking as an elected official. I'm saying my neighbors...
Just go ahead, go on and do your diatribe, and we're not going to answer now.
Okay, the question is pretty straightforward. Go ahead, you can answer, Mr. Mayor, if you may. Why was our advisory commission not me?
I'm not going to answer anything.
So you won't? Okay, so before you were going to cut me off, and now I just wanted to tell you that there are people in our neighborhood who are asking a lot of questions about the bike routes that have been planned. They would like to talk to the people who are responsible for that, for advising the council. You have an advisory commission. It doesn't meet. What's the point of having people on a commission if the commission can't advise you?
And the answer is the same as it was the last time that we talked about this. If anybody has any specific area that they have concern about, they can contact our office, and we'll get the person...
Okay, what's going on in the back behind River Road? There's a lot of construction, and there are trucks...
Council President, I would give the answer, but I'm not... It's quite simple.
Mr. Mayor,
if you want, I'll pass speak. That is... is it the main water line from American Water? They're retrofitting the sewer line. They're retrofitting it with an internal PVC now pipe, right, to go inside, and that's what they're.
And how long is that going to be going on for? And was there any notice to people who live back there? People are asking, and they don't know what's happening. And one of the questions I got was maybe somebody's making a bike path back there. Wouldn't that be awesome? Who could we talk to about?
You can't make a bike path.
I'm not saying you can.
Okay.
I'm saying
that there's a floodplain over there.
I'm not saying
that
you can.
But
I'm
happening.
Saying people are asking for information, and there's not.
This office is open all the time, 9 to 5, for people to ask those questions. And I think the utility companies, I'm not sure they always notify people when they come out there. If there's a water main break, you see American Water out there. But that is what they are doing.
So you don't know if there was any notification given to people in the area?
I don't know if the company gave notification. Oh, they did. Okay, sorry. I am corrected. They did.
And I don't know either. Just people asked me. I couldn't answer it. So.
Yes, that is what's going on.
Okay, so back to the Environmental Advisory Commission and the Bike Advisory Commission. So you have a commission, and they don't meet. What is the purpose? The question I'm asking is, what is the purpose of having those commissions if they don't meet and provide? Some of your commissions meet,
right,
which is great. So
and
why
they,
some meet and some
sometimes
others?
They do, but bike paths are planned out when roads are redone. This town is very heavy on changing over to sidewalks and bike paths. That requires sometimes getting easements from residents. In which case the township has to, pay a resident for the property if they're not going to just donate it. We, on the planning board, will practically demand from businesses that they give up property when they come before us, right? And if they need any kind of variances, we will demand of businesses to give up, Mr. Akins can verify this, some of those companies cringe when the mayor will tell them, you have to give up the space so we can make a sidewalk. It is practically an edict in this town from the time, I believe, when Camille Fernicola was on town council. And I know that if there's one thing that Camille and the mayor have in common, it is sidewalks and bikeways. But bikeways, you're not going to have a committee meet until we know that there's a new road construction going on and that we can discuss it. We cannot make bike lanes on roads until roads are getting reconstructed. And that is really what we do.
And what about the Environmental Commission?
It's in the master plan. And I will tell you one other thing.
The master plan hasn't been updated in like 30, 25 years?
No, that's not true. Every year it gets updated. But let me just get back to your point. So I think in the springtime, one of the residents in town who is a very eager, an avid biker, and I are going to plan a bike run to make residents aware of the bike lanes that are in town.
Well, that would be great, and that could be something that perhaps the Bike Commission could help advertise if it ever met, or had anybody listed to contact besides having to go through.
I understand your concern.
This is great.
Being negligent about
no,
it.
No, I'm not. Councilwoman, what I'm suggesting is that this kind of information is very helpful, and if there were regular reports of the commissions and committees that make up the council, people would have better information and not have to come and ask you questions or bother Mr. Dacey from 9 to 12:30.
So this is not a bother. That's Mr. Dacey's job.
Right.
So I'm just saying
people are asking me. I suggested
well,
they make phone calls. They didn't get it. They continue to ask me. I'm just trying to get the information.
Work for the public, and it's never a bother. So I just want to make sure that we're clear on that. So anyone can call his office at any time to ask any questions.
And every one of our phone numbers is published.
I'm just telling you, people ask me. I'm trying to get the information. If there were regular reports of the and regular meetings of the commissions that the council appoints people to, it would be helpful to the functioning of the rest of the community because people could participate and get information in a way that other communities operate. You go to other town council meetings, they give reports. It's true.
Thank you, Mrs. Berger. You certainly answer up.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Sid Madison. I live at 176 Blackfoot Avenue. My telephone number is 732-627.
Okay.
I was here last asking about passing a resolution about stopping fossil fuel construction in New Jersey, and I'm still working with the mayor and Darcy. And Mr. Darcy, I've given them some information, but we haven't had a chance to discuss it in detail. My purpose today is to tell you that we have a climate crisis. We shouldn't have more fossil fuels implemented, and the resolution is about Empower New Jersey. I just want to give you some detail about that. In October of 2018, one of three special reports between the scientific reports that they come out with every 5 to 7 years said that basically what they hadn't done 6 years before they were doing, making 1.5 degrees the goal for holding global warming to. They also, this year, have come out with two more special reports, one on land and another one on oceans. And land is a critical thing for food and for forests and everything else that we're going to have to deal with in terms of climate change. Oceans is a big problem, too, because we're going to have sea level rise and ocean acidification. But the basic thing they came up with is we have to reduce fossil fuel usage so that we have 40 to 50% less emissions by 2030. That's a big order. It's going to be difficult to do. That means that we should not be building any more fossil fuel facilities in New Jersey, and that's what Empower New Jersey is about. And so I will be getting back and we'll be discussing this. But you need to understand that it's a climate crisis, and every activity that you can take in terms of helping stop the climate crisis is important. I have a op-ed from Sunday, and I made some copies, and I'll provide them. Any questions?
Sir. Anyone else wish to speak?
My name is Gustav Epimios. I'm at 58 Curtis Avenue, Skagway, New Jersey. Good evening. I need community support because I get none from the council. Ms. McCollins knows and saw my situation. I'm asking the mayor to come and take a look. It's the second time. If you don't see it, then I am trying to get to point G. I need to make meeting with the Board of Ethics and the Committee on Property Maintenance.
So, Mr. Gustav, quick
Somebody's
question.
Somebody's got to help here.
So, Mr. Gustav, which is this in reference to the tree, or is this in reference to the
It's in reference to the community, our local neighborhood. We need the health issue taken care of. It's a burden on me personally. For example, a branch falls off the tree. This is the borderline between two pieces, two neighbors. This is a young neighbor, very young, healthy people. It falls on their property. They take that big branch, drag it over to our senior citizen neighbor who's barely able to stand. Now she's responsible for it. Is this what you're looking for in a neighborhood? We need help in that corner. 58 Curtis Avenue is desperate. All the way up to 7th and Curtis, down to Pelham and Curtis. And down on Pelham on Black. People are neglecting us. We have great neighbors. We lost one excellent neighbor on the corner, 7th, Curtis. I miss him so much, but he had enough of it. He's gone. He left Piscataway altogether. I miss him. This kind of situation has to be addressed. It's not just happening in my neighborhood. I see abandoned homes for long periods of time. It's a shame. Please help us. I need to get in touch with the Board of Ethics and Property Maintenance Commission. I got to have this council.
So, Mr. Gustav, the houses that you're concerned with, that, you know, may have some issues, if you could just, you know, maybe call Mr. Daisy and just give him just the numbers to the houses that have those issues, not the whole street. Just give us the numbers, okay?
I'll give the police officer
The
whole thing.
Okay.
I've been picking garbage and trash from around this lot. In fact, I'm also requesting that you have my taxes decreased on account of the condition of my lot. I'm over here. This is part of the agenda today. I want my taxes decreased because the conditions of my lot has degraded so much. Mayor, please come and take a look. If you don't see it,
I've been in there on.
No, you haven't.
Mr.
Gruzzo, walk with me.
I don't have to knock on your door. I've been out to see the
neighbor. You knocked on my door once.
The property, just so the council knows, the property maintenance group has been out in the neighborhood as they do in other areas of the town. One of the problems, as everybody in this dais knows, that when a notice of abate is given out, the people receiving the infraction have due process. They can appeal, they can hire an attorney, depending upon what the issue may be. Sometimes, I hate to say, it may take a year and a half to get something resolved.
Been a year.
As far as abandoned houses, we try to work with the real estate companies who are involved to get that. As a matter of fact, if something's really deplorable condition, this council has been very proactive in knocking, getting the houses knocked down and putting liens on the property. So we try to do our best out there in the confines of the law there. You just can't go in and do everything you want right away because the other owners do have due process involved. And more importantly is that we as a community, we like to see the neighborhoods be nicely kept right there because it increases the values or maintains the values of everybody in the neighborhood. Unfortunately, sometimes there's a couple of owners in any individual neighborhood that don't necessarily maintain their property to what most people would consider, you know,
visual mechanism. I can't have you putting your leaf back in front of your steps and it stays there until it dissolves. I thank you. I wish to get some kind of support with this.
Anyone else wants to speak? Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. I'd like to call the agenda meeting for November 7th. Adequate needed notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, and to the extent known. The agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and two municipal library bulletin boards, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered into the minutes. Mr. Stevens, please take the roll.
Councilman Buller?
Here.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Here.
Councilman Kahn?
Here.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Here.
Councilwoman McCollum?
Here.
Councilman Shaw?
Here.
Council President Arie?
Here. Please stand for the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Item number 5, proclamation of 2019 Middlesex County Volunteer of the Year, Amy Bowman. Item number 6, ordinance on the second reading, amendment of Chapter 21, zoning 10.14.3, solar panels. This will be open to the public. Any comments or questions?
Yes, Council President. Just a quick question. Can you just
as a refresher, this allows, since technology has advanced with the solar panels, this is allows higher arrays off the roof line, you know, when they install it.
Is this an amendment to our master plan?
Yes.
Council President, if I could just add on to that, maybe Mr. Mayor, if you can answer it. Is that going to help? I know this is a concern of Councilwoman Lombardi's because her husband and her family's always been involved at the firehouse. Is that going to help at all for our firefighters in the potential where the roof has to be accessed?
Well, it'll allow for the solar panels to be above the shingles. But as far as the mechanics, the answer is no.
So, like, still the framing will get...
More importantly, the fire is because remember the solar panels are still drawing electricity, even if it's at night, if you have a nighttime fire. So, even if they disconnect the meter, you know, in a fire, which they typically do, that is still drawing electricity. And that's part of the concerns with fire safety personnel.
Right. Is that going to alleviate any of that, or not really?
Technology's not there yet.
Yeah.
I took the course on that.
Thank you.
Item number 7, ordinance on a second reading, amended Chapter 21, zoning section 21-1102, general parking schedule. And this is open to the public. Resolution. Any comments or questions? Item number 8, resolution authorizing professional service contract management company services for Piscataway Community Center. Proposals received October 31st, 2019. Any comments or questions? Item number 9, resolution authorizing award of bid, rebid Sterling Village renovations, bid opening October 10th, 2019. Any comments or questions? Item number 10, resolution authorizing return of escrow fees, EJ Foley Incorporated, Block 401, Lot 4, 833 Centennial Avenue, and EJ Foley Incorporated, Block 454.2. Lot 301, 844 Centennial Avenue. Any comments or questions? Item number 11, resolution authorizing return of engineering and inspection fees. EJ Foley Incorporated, Block 454.2, Lot 4, 855 Centennial Avenue. Any comments or questions? Item number 12, resolution authorizing professional planning services redevelopment concept plan, 1028 Stelt Road, CME Associates, not to exceed $3,000.
If I may, Council President, that's the Sunoco tank farm site.
Finished going through the environmental cleanup?
It's still finishing it up.
How much longer do we think on that part? It's just going to be until they test it and it's clear.
Well, they did soil remediation there.
I know they did soil remediation, but like, look at Krasinski's lot, how long it took for that to...
Item number 13, resolution authorizing contract renewal. Fort Dearborn Life Insurance Company, police group life insurance not to exceed $25,000. Any comments, questions? Item number 14, resolution authorizing refund of overpayment of taxes, GWL 11 Constitution LLC, Lot 5901, Lot 304, 11 Constitution Avenue. Any comments or questions? Item number 15, announcements and comments from officials. Jim?
Not at this time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Council President. I think this is our last meeting for October, so I just want to remind folks at the end of the month, kids will be out trick-or-treating. I know they didn't do as much as I did, but please be safe on the roads and watch your children out there as they celebrate.
I have no comments. Thank you.
Sure.
I have one quick question. In our packets, we got a thing about the rebid for the snow plowing. What was the rebid?
There's no bids.
Haven't we had this issue before?
Every year.
Okay. I wanted to confirm that issue.
Every year.
Okay. So that was my question. And then for my announcements, I spoke up Breast Cancer Awareness Month last time for you. And I also want to acknowledge that this month is... as you can see, set up in the back is the Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So we do have a very good team here in Piscataway, and I want everybody to acknowledge, again, Domestic Violence Month.
Nothing at this time.
Nothing. There was a structure fire today over in the off Seymour Terrace. The volunteers did a great job of knocking the kitchen fire down before...
It was so fast by the time I got there, yous were gone.
Yeah. No comment, thank you.
And I have no comment. Item number 16, open to the public. Please state your name, your address, and know you have 3 minutes in which to speak.
Still Stacy Berger, 233 Ellis Parkway. A couple of quick questions. A couple of times ago, I asked about the area on Old New Brunswick Road, and the mayor, I believe, said that it had been contaminated and it had been remediated, and they're looking to lease it. I've gotten a couple of phone calls about that. It looks like there's trucks parking there kind of randomly overnight. It's unclear if that's something that's zoned for that, or if anyone's interested in doing anything about that. I'm sorry, Councilwoman Lombardi?
I've seen them park.
Yeah, it seems weird, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like an appropriate place for tractor trailers to be parked overnight. Is there someone we should call about that? Mr. Dacey?
Yep.
Ringling?
Yep.
Okay, can we consider this me calling Mr. Dacey?
No, you don't have to call.
We've addressed this before. It's an ongoing problem.
It's an ongoing problem.
Right. So what's the solution so I can tell people?
They're going to probably get a ticket. That's what's going to happen. They're not supposed to park in here.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't seem to be the same truck every night. It seems like maybe there's, you know, I don't know. I don't have a good answer, so I just wanted to make sure somebody, if you're aware of it, it's great that someone's taking some action on it. So thanks for that.
Generally, if I may, generally the resolution there is our officers will go out there, and they're sitting so they can see the person's coming up or down or whatever, and then that could happen many times in the day and night. And the other thing is, sometimes you will see officers will put signals up. In other words, there's a signal that's going through, and it can determine whether or not you're breaking the rules, and you'll get a...
Well, this isn't a speeding thing, Councilman. This is the trucks parking illegally. but
we talked about, right, the parking and
right. They're parking illegally in that area that's not. Right, so.
Our officers go out. It's not that one location.
I'm sure. Somebody asked me about it. A constituent, Mr. Mayor, asked me about it, so I'm making sure that I reported back on that. Yeah, I do. But there was an election, Mr. Mayor. It's on the ballot. You can look it up. Management of the community center resolution. Another person in my neighborhood asked about whether there was going to be a set aside for Skagway residents to, in the RFP, if you're going to set aside residency requirements or preferences for local residents to get jobs in the community center. So when you bid it out, we think it would be a great idea
to
include.
Yes, that's going
to
include it.
Okay, that's great. What's the percentage?
They have to go to the high school for recruitment for each year for the summer positions, and that we would give priority to Skagway residents. But we're not allowed to put in a specific number.
Who you are?
Them to.
You can.
Again.
You can.
Again.
Okay.
We get the statute first, and we'll be allowed to look at it, because all our attorneys say it can.
Okay, well, lots of other places do that. So,
right.
And how are you going to...
Illegally.
Okay,
yeah,
so everybody else operates illegally. That's great. Okay, last question.
Berger, if you find a township that actually regulates private employers on how many employees they have to have from a residence, I'd be happy to look at it.
Sure, there's lots of community... Okay,
yeah,
I'll send lots of them around the country. And this is a question that's come up a bunch of times because we keep hearing about the great jobs that are happening in the warehouses, and I've asked on Facebook a couple of times for some numbers, and I noticed that my comments are hidden, and I just want to make you all aware, I know because we had a thing with the ACLU a little while ago, that that's not really legal. There's a case that's been settled by the Fourth Circuit, but Raj probably could look it up. You can't hide or block people's comments on your Facebook page, so I'm not sure who does that, but I'm telling you now because I think it's going to be a problem if you keep doing it. So fair warning, do your due diligence, whatever you got to do to make that not happen. I'm sure that there's a reason, there's a threshold, you know, people aren't allowed to, you know, say lots of bad words, I don't think. But I know for a fact that there's an absolute ACLU, multiple court cases that say you can't block or hide people's comments. So as much as you might like to do that, or whoever is running your social media might like to do that, you're not allowed to do that. So giving a fair warning there. And last, I hope that you all have, if you're celebrating Diwali, or if you have neighbors or friends who are, that's coming up later this month, so hope you all enjoy.
Okay.
Council President, before you adjourn, I just want, since Mrs. Berger keeps getting up to the mic criticizing us about everything, so the real question is, since she's the leader of a political organization, when is she going to stop running people illegally in this town for office that don't live in town?
Been found by
the
Superior Court.
Okay.
Yeah,
you know what?
Burger.
Yeah, well, that's not... You don't get to make gratuitous remarks about people. Somebody... Yeah, I'm not... I don't care about my 3 minutes, Mr. Arnold. That's not... That's... You don't get to do that. That's really...
All in favor?
Aye.
You're really a piece of work, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
Just lie. You gonna go out and lie to people some more?
It's actually correct.
It's lie, and you know it. You lie about so much. Why would you just stop now? Yeah, we're gonna vote.
Nick, I was in the middle of a deposition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that those guys have a great job.